Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
It is like a dating CSI. Why doesn't somebody want to see you again for a second date? It's a tough pill to swallow, but for the courageous listeners who've messaged us at 1029 The Wolf, we're here to find out why. James, tell us something good about Meredith.
Hey, so, she seems like a real sweetheart, and she's really pretty, too.
Good combination.
How did the first date go?
Well, we splurged on a nice seafood place. We were both craving some lobster.
Wow. Nice. That's okay. Impressive. Was it Red Lobster or someplace nicer?
No.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. And whose idea? It's not Lobster Fest. Well, are they still even around, or did they all go bankrupt?
No. I don't have no idea.
All right. So whose idea was the, you were obviously sharing a common interest with loving seafood. So whose idea was it to go to the nice seafood place?
Yeah, well, it was mine. I actually just got a big commission at work, and I just wanted to share the joy, take her out. And I don't usually go all out on a first date, but Meredith, she seemed worth it. So
wow, cool. Well, first of all, congratulations, and it's always great to celebrate with somebody else. So that was your treat. It was all on you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, call me old-fashioned, but, I like to take care of the first date, and after that, I can relax a little bit.
Right. Well, we've had recently here, James, we've had people who've just not even pulled out their, guys who've not even pulled out their wallet, ate their dates, all their dates' food, and didn't pay for it. Anyway.
How was the conversation? Yeah. Like, do you guys get along then?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot in common, I'd say. We both have nieces and nephews we're looking forward to hanging out with over Thanksgiving. And, we talked about the whole time.
Anything unexpected or awkward that came up with Meredith on that first date?
Nah, it was pretty perfect. I mean, we talked about fitting in another date before the holiday, but I haven't heard from her in like a couple weeks now.
Okay, so it's been a while. All right, and you didn't spill a drink over her or do anything? Like, you didn't do nothing unfortunate happened?
Did your commission thing seem insulting to her job by chance? Like, there was no, it wasn't like braggadocious, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Sure. I think we've covered everything. So if you can't think of anything, why don't we see what Meredith has to say, James? So if you're ready for us to call her, we'll come right back. The second half of Second Date Update. Let's get James and Meredith back together next with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Our listener James has come to us for some help here on Second Date Update. He would love to see Meredith again. James loved their first date. They were celebrating a big commission that he received from work.
It was pretty perfect. I mean, we talked about fitting in another date before the holiday, but I haven't heard from her in like a couple weeks now.
All right, let's do what we do. Let's call Meredith and just see what's up. Hi, good morning. Is this Meredith?
Yeah, but I'm not interested.
Okay, yeah. No, it's not about that, Meredith. Well, it's not a sales call or anything like that. And thank you for answering. It's actually Thunder and PT, and we're calling you from 102.9 The Wolf radio station this morning. And sorry to trouble you, and everything's fine, but we are calling you this morning because, we kind of have some news for you.
Okay, what kind of news?
All right, one of our listeners is hoping to go on a second date with you. Do you remember James?
Yeah, a pretty bold move considering how bad he botched the first one.
Oh, okay, so how did he botch it?
I mean, okay, so he made this, like, big deal of wanting to take me to a fancy restaurant, and I said, like, you know, casual date would be great, but he insisted, and then he had three cards declined when the bill came.
Wait a minute. Okay, so, yeah, he told us that he wanted to take you out. You guys had some sort of agreement over seafood or something, and he wanted to take you out to celebrate some big promotion, or not a promotion, but what was it, a bonus, I think.
Yeah, he got a big commission or something.
At work. That's why he wanted to go to the nice place. And you're telling us that his credit cards all were declined?
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, I offered to pitch in, but he was adamant that I not pay a cent. So I have no idea how he's ever worked it out. He was like talking to the manager forever. He may still be washing dishes in the back for all I know.
Oh, no.
Don't be ridiculous. I left my work ID as collateral and came back with cash after we said goodnight. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, okay, James, hold on real quick. Meredith, as you can probably tell, James, I thought I had him on hold, but James, what is going on with this?
It really was not a big deal. I mean, I had some one-time expenses recently, so my cards were maxed out. But I landed a huge client at work. You know, I'm okay now.
You hadn't gotten square with your credit card debt or what?
Yeah, I mean, it was an accident, and I apologized profusely, and we had our dinner taken care of. I mean, it was fine, but I didn't know that made you upset.
I was super uncomfortable. When card number two got declined, the waiter was uncomfortable as well, and then the manager was pretty heated when you two were talking. It was super embarrassing.
Okay, well, you know, why can't you just let bygones be bygones?
Yeah, I have. That's why I'm not answering you.
What? It's not fair to judge me by one little moment that was less than ideal. I mean,
dude, you dug your own grave. I would have been happy at like a little neighborhood place or whatever. You were the one who wanted to go all out.
Yeah, okay. I guess, James, you know, if you knew that you were in a tough spot financially, like, you know, why did you have to go to an exorbitant place? Like, why couldn't you just do something, you know, more casual?
And wouldn't you have known your credit card wouldn't cover it?
Well, you know, I wasn't in a tough place. Like I said, I got, you know, the new client at work, and I didn't know that my cards were going to be maxed out. Like, that was an accident. I thought they were fine, and I owned up to that.
Meredith, you're watching this. You're observing this, obviously, from your table where you're having dinner with James, and he's up talking to the manager. And then what? Did you just get up and leave or what? Because that sounds like that took a while.
I mean, I was tempted to. I didn't do that. He came back to the table. Yeah. He was kind of flushed, and he was like, okay, everything's going to be fine. Like, he made a big point of, like, wrapping things up with me, like, saying goodnight, kissing me on the cheek, making sure I was out the door, and then I don't know what happened.
And he stayed behind. Wow. So how did this work out, James, with the credit card decline?
Well, I know the manager guy there. He's really nice, and I just told him, you know, hey, I absolutely would get this paid for. It's just a card issue at the moment. So, you know, he let me, you know, hold the payment, and I got it's taken care of now.
Okay.
You know, but forgive me for wanting to be generous. That's all I was trying to do.
Yeah, I can understand that. Generous is one thing, but it's more just like taking responsibility. I mean, Meredith, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is it because of the awkwardness of the situation? Is it the fact that he didn't have the money, or is it more of the fact that he put you kind of and you wouldn't accept your payment or whatever?
Kind of like everything. Like, he was the one who really, like, said, no, we have to go to this, like, super fancy place when I would have been fine with whatever.
Yeah.
Like a diner or whatever. Yeah, I offered to chip in or, like, I wasn't planning on a huge expense, but I could have covered it if I had to. But he was like, no. He just, like, would not let me contribute even a dime.
Yeah.
And then, like, the whole thing with the manager, I mean, yeah, he's like, the manager and I are cool, but
it
didn't look so cool when they were talking. Like, it was, people noticed. It was all around.
So, yeah. Meredith, were you having a good time up until then, until this whole bill thing came up?
How can I even remember after this whole Bill thing came up?
Yeah. We're having a great time. We were talking it up, chatting it up.
Meredith, do you want to give it another shot? I mean, what can maybe James?
How about you buy? Then you don't have to worry about the bill at the end. You don't have to have any anxiety about the end of the night.
No.
Okay.
After going through that, no.
All right.
Okay.
You know, James, this is just like, you know, we talk about the first impressions and stuff, and maybe you want to check your credit card balance before you splurge next time. You know, we aren't going to tell you how to run your life or not.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. And, you know, Meredith, I get it, but it is your loss. I would have, you know, I'm all good.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. My loss. Yeah. Right.
Well, listen.
Keep telling yourself that.
Listen, guys, either side doesn't matter. We just want you to know, first of all, thank you. But we're always here for you if you need us on
Second Date Update.
All right. Were we too mean to James? Do you think, PT?
I mean, she was trying to step in. It's awkward. It's just a weird situation.
Gals, right? If that happened to you, the guy said, I'm going to take you to a nice place. His three credit cards are declined.
Just let her help to pay.
Well, are you going to see him again or not? Yes or no? 651-989-1029. It's Second Date Update.
Well, she was an American girl.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.